that her story is equally as important, and we lose it when we don't write them. For example, as you know, I'm an African American, and I didn't live during the time of slavery, and I didn't live during the time when a lot of black women entered into a lot of movements for the right to vote, the abolitionist movement against slavery and what have you. But I carry that memory, and I'm very proud of it, because it was part and parcel of my education in terms of the literature that I read, the history, her story that I was fed from the time I was in high school to college, and still what I read today. So that documentation of their stories is exactly what feeds my soul. So what's missing here is the documentation of after independence and the growth of the women's movement, the struggles that they waged, the laws and things that came about because of their struggles. And those stories have to be part and parcel of your education. And that then becomes part of you, and that you carry it on. And I think that's what we need to rectify in some way. So the narratives that we actually write, the stories that we capture, that's what gives us our legacy. And when we don't capture them, and the narratives are written by others in different ways, and they're missing pieces of it, then you always have this gap. So it's still powerful to put pen to paper.